With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Senate confirms Kash Patel as the next director of the FBI by a vote of 51 to 49. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins were the only Republicans who voted against Patel. A federal judge says President Trump's mass firings of government employees can continue. This after multiple labor unions filed a lawsuit. Linda McMahon, President Trump's pick to head the Education Department, is one step closer to confirmation.
McMahon passed the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, or HELP, Committee on Thursday, sending her nomination to the full Senate. McMahon has said she agrees with President Trump that the Department of Education should be shut down and its critical functions moved to other departments. Neither she nor the president wish to cut funding Congress has appropriated for schools. McMahon has drawn no opposition from Republicans, meaning her confirmation is virtually assured. Bob Hagner reporting.
The Trump administration is ending the temporary protected status of Haitian immigrants. Back in June, Joe Biden announced that Haitians would receive temporary protections. President Trump signs an executive order eliminating federal funds for illegal immigrants. The executive order signed Wednesday also directs federal agencies to ensure that no funds are being used to encourage illegal immigration, something NGOs have been accused of doing. Many NGOs were funded by USAID. Also at SRNNews.com, two women have died after being stabbed to death at a shopping mall in the Czech Republic.
Police say they detained a teenage suspect in connection with the stabbings in a store in a city east of Prague. Reports initially said the victims had been injured, but police later said both had died. A 16-year-old Czech national was detained by police near the scene shortly after the attack, where a knife was found nearby. The motive is not immediately known, and police say the situation is now under control with no danger to the public. I'm Nayan Kim.
This is SRN News. Scotland illustrates the problem with buffer zone laws.
Those statutes, which are being replicated in many places, including here in the U.S., bar people from demonstrating outside abortion clinics. But what if you were just standing there silently with a sign that says, I'm here to talk, but only if you want to? In Scotland, the police will run you off. That's what happened this month to an elderly pro-lifer who bore her sign outside a hospital in Glasgow. The cops said her silent vigil might obstruct access to abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
During his trip to the United Arab Emirates this week, Secretary of State Marco Rubio visited Abu Dhabi's Abrahamic Family House, which contains a church, synagogue, and a mosque on its grounds. It was established 2 years ago by the UAE government under international pressure over repression of Christians and Jews in that country. This is SRN News. 17 years in the making, Microsoft says it's developed its first quantum computer chip. BBC correspondent Chris Vallance reports.
Quantum computers use the principles of particle physics to solve problems that the types of machines in our phones and laptops, so-called classical computers, just can't. Among the tantalizing possibilities, discover new ways to create vital chemicals like fertilizers or better batteries. But some experts believe computers capable of this are decades away. Microsoft has taken a high-risk strategy, pursuing quantum systems based on so-called Majorana particles that only existed in theory.
IBM and Google have previously announced development of their own quantum computer chips, as have a number of smaller companies. Long Island's elected officials celebrating the Trump administration slamming the brakes on congestion pricing. More details at SRNNews.com.